Jim Durkin has been representing parts of the southwest suburbs in Springfield for 20 years, and he's the House Republican leader. On a lot of big issues, Durkin has stood by Governor Bruce Rauner, one of Emanuel's chief political rivals. But on this issue, increasing the penalties for repeat gun offenders, Emanuel and Durkin aren't just on the same side, but Durkin's actually sponsoring the mayor's bill.
Public safety is going to overrule the political differences that we have down here.
And Durkin says the sooner the bill can become law, the better.
I think it's just enough's enough. We don't want to see another summer come along where we're going to have the horrific events we see every year.
Now, the bill is called the Safe Neighborhoods Reform Act. The governor supports it, and the Senate has already passed it, which means the fate of the bill falls to the House of Representatives. And there's a big hurdle there because many African-American members of the House, the ones who actually represent the Chicago neighborhoods that are supposed to be reformed by it, they don't like the bill. Christian Mitchell represents a long sliver of Chicago, from Navy Pier all the way south to about 87th.
I would say it's incomplete. I think that you can do more to sort of crack down on the bad apples who are terrorizing our community, but you also have to make sure that they're not replaced.
Mitchell stresses that he's not opposed to the idea of the bill, but he says if it's supposed to be Springfield's political answer to Chicago's gun violence, then what happens if it doesn't work?
What I would argue is that getting something done that isn't helpful and could be more harmful puts us all in a politically worse position, and by the way, a bad moral position, and one that is going to lead to more carnage on our streets.
Mitchell's point is that there are economic, mental health, and youth programs that used to get funded in Illinois before the budget impasse. That lack of state money is something that I heard about over and over again when I talked with members of the Black Caucus about gun violence. And Representative Andre DePetti, who serves Englewood, piled on something else. He said it's problematic that Durkin is unwilling to make any more changes to the gun sentencing bill. DePetti says Durkin, who's from the suburbs, should take input from Black lawmakers who represent parts of the city that this bill is meant to help.
And I would doubt that the plight of DuPage County residents is analogous to the plight of residents in Englewood, for an example.
Durkin says, as a former Cook County prosecutor, he's confident tougher sentencing will help Chicago's gun violence. And he repeats that this legislation is coming from Chicago's mayor and Chicago's police superintendent.
There are the ones who are making the case and begging us to pass this legislation because, of course, Chicago is where the worst firearms violence in the United States is occurring right now.
And that brings us back to the politics of guns. See, if the Black Caucus is not going to support the bill, then it'd likely need votes from somewhere else if it's going to pass. Previous attempts to approve stricter sentences for repeat gun offenders have failed because downstate representatives were not on board due to opposition from the National Rifle Association. This year, though, on this bill, the NRA is not taking a position, which might explain why Durkin seems confident about his own Republican members voting yes.
What challenges are you facing within your own members on the Republican side of the House with this bill?
As of right now, no challenges.
A hearing on the bill is scheduled in the House later this week when the drama of the politics of guns will be on full display. I'm Tony Arnold.